WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
In 2019, the song Old Town Road became the all-time longest-lasting number one single on Billboard's weekly Hot 100 chart. The track by Lil Nas X spent 19 weeks in the top spot. Songs by Post Malone, Ariana Grande, and Lizzo also commanded the charts this year. Jill Hopkins is a host and producer and intense music nerd over at our sister station, Vocalo. Jill sat down with WBEZ's Mel Ballara to break down this year's musical trends and highlight a few tracks that deserve another listen before 2020.
Jill, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Melba.
So let's start with this. How would you describe this year in music?
You know, without even trying, my list was dominated by women. So I'm going to say it's a very woman-forward year. We had folks like Megan Thee Stallion. We had Lana Del Rey. We had Little Sims. We had Billie Eilish. Women did not come to mess around in 2019. And also, I would say this is a really great year to be very, very young.
Yes.
Young artists were making themselves known in a very major way, from Chicago's own Juice WRLD, who tragically recently passed away. And he was just freshly 21 years old. And there were so many great successes in that young man's future. I think it's fair to say that he was on the verge of something really huge. I just mentioned Billie Eilish. She will just be 18 by the end of the year. And she is so young that she told Lil Nas X, OK, Boomer. When she took
and he's
over,
only 20,
he's 20.
Isn't he?
He's 20 years old, Melba. These kids are really like doing the thing in a way that us Gen Xers didn't have the technology at our fingertips to do. So they're taking real advantage of it.
And Billy has been wildly, wildly popular, selling out shows all over. Let's hear a little bit of that song.
So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
That is intensely catchy.
I hate how much I love it.
It's Billie Eilish. Jill, what trends do you see in terms of style? We had a lot of different styles, too, in the music this year.
A lot of different styles that all seem to get along really well with one another, which is awesome. A lot of crossovers via genre. And artists that you're like, how do you even know each other? When Lil Nas X wasn't allowed to be on the country music charts, he got a phone call from Billy Ray Cyrus. And consequently, they have a bunch of CMAs amongst them. Also, like kind of a lo-fi DIY sound, a less polished sound, at least in hip hop, which was great because that meant that albums that you make in your basement or in your bedroom can do just as well as big studio numbers. And when things did kind of sound over the top, you find out later that that beat costs like $30. Lil Nas X paid $30 for the Old Town Road beat. And that depends highly on a banjo track from a Nine Inch Nails song. Nine Inch Nails has a country music award because of Lil Nas X. That's like 2019 in a nutshell.
They probably never saw themselves with that.
They didn't, but they shared some photoshopped photos of themselves in cowboy hats that tells me that they're okay with it.
Take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch now.
And so we saw two of the best albums of 2019 pay homage to women, both Jamila Woods' album Legacy Legacy and Rhapsody's Eve have tracks named for a woman those artists admire. And Giovanni from Jamila's album was a standout for me. It's named after the writer Nikki Giovanni, who's also a hero of mine.
And let's hear that track.
Get the message. Any, mini, money, pick the app description. I'm impressive. You can check my chart for reference. Moon and sun kiss, rare and blessed. Come on, listen to a quick confession. Water is the oil, me to your regression. I'm protected. Joy set up
Giovanni from Jamila Woods' album. You know, Jill, I wanted to ask you about Chicago artists, too. It seems to me that Chicago artists found a bigger national audience this year. Can you tell us about some of the rising stars we had around here?
We just heard from Jamila Woods, who's from right here in Chicago. I just saw her picture on the side of a bus. I don't know if that's
it. She's made it.
Yeah, right. If that's not a sign of it, I don't know what is. A no-name who's also from here and was once an intern here at Vocalo. She's getting maybe a little too much attention for her own liking. She's been tweeting recently about how just kind of toxic fame and fandom can be. There's a guy named Michael DeVille who is doing great work in hip hop and in poetry that I think is on the verge of something really, really big. His album Maintain came out earlier this year. It was a favorite of mine. And Free Soul is like so Chicago summertime that I think we should all have some Italian ice right now.
Sounds good.
Chi-town's got the fun. Yeah, Chi-town's got the fun. Yeah. Episodes from my area code. We never fit the description. We breaking the mold. Ferocious soul. Chicago got explosive glow. I give a pound to my skin folk. I'm ocean. You fishbowl. Swim bowl. The game sold by your water sign. You drowned in the open air. Curated.
That was Michael DeVille's Free Soul from his album Maintain. I saw that song Crush every time he played it live over the summer.
I know you got to go, but I have one last question for you. It's a tough one. What is your song of the year?
This was the most difficult decision I've had to make since I was asked the same question last year. And I didn't do myself a favor by not keeping track as the year went on. But there was a song that came out from Rhapsody's album Eve that I mentioned before. All the songs were named after women that she admires. And this particular song features D'Angelo and the GZA, so there's something for everybody. And it's named for a woman named Ibtihaj Muhammad, who was the first woman to compete in the Olympic fencing competition wearing a hijab. And the song is amazing. It's my top song of 2019.
All right, we got to check it out.
Women been leading the way since Roxanne Shante and the unit had Flav and Jay had Marcy neighbors that wave. Looking confused, I'm like, cool, maybe it's age. When I see Afro puffs, I think maybe it's rage. Maybe it's stage, they tripping and they say they got beef. Ain't an MC on this earth that make me feel afraid. Wu-Tang for the children, that's a scripture and phrase. See my goals from a bird's view like Trey, underage.
Yeah. Oh, I love it so much! Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so that was Rhapsody with Ibtihaj from 2019's Eve. The album itself is in my top 10, and the song is my favorite that was released this year. Oh my gosh. She came to visit us at Vocalo just a few weeks ago, and it was all I could do to contain myself.
Jill Hopkins is a host and producer with our sister station, Vocalo. Thanks for coming in and making us all so much cooler.
Oh, Melba, this is giving me some street cred journalism style, so thank you very much.